This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold his faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America! 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Well, NBC's Chuck Todd says that the media knew how hated Hillary was in the heartland, yet we underplayed it. He said, "We didn't tell the stories of all Americans," the Meet the Press host admits. Also, the Trump team has compiled a infrastructure priority list. I remember when Obama, the first thing he did was what? Stimulus. Remember the stimulus package? And there was, I think, if I'm not mistaken, three stimuluses. Okay? And remember the shovel-ready jobs. So I've been meaning to get to this for the last couple of days. I just haven't gotten to it. There's so much going on, really. I mean, this week has just been dizzying, to say the least. I mean, have you ever seen this? It's like I said yesterday on the show. Every day is Christmas. I come down the stairs, and there is a red bike and a pony and a train set. I mean, it's amazing. It's like everything you could hope for. So I want to get to this. Because did Barack Obama ever do this? I don't really recall. And maybe he did. I don't remember that he did. And I've been doing this show since the first term of Obama. So I don't recall. This is from McClatchy. President Donald Trump's team has compiled a list of about 50 infrastructure projects nationwide, totaling at least $137.5 billion. As the White House tries to determine its investment priorities. I love how they write investment priorities. This isn't an investment. This is a government expense, okay? Don't you love that when they say investment? Whenever you hear the government say investment, keep your hand on your wallet because they're about to take your cash. The documents, again, these documents that were obtained by McClatchy's Kansas City Star in the News Tribune, the documents circulated within the congressional and business communities offer a first glimpse at which projects may get funding if Trump follows through on his campaign promise to make America great again. Among the projects could be a new terminal for the Kansas City Airport, upgrades to Interstate 95 in North Carolina, and the construction of a high-speed railway from Dallas to Houston. Other projects include the I-395 reconstruction in Miami. The Trump team put together the priority list of emergency and national security projects, a senior congressional aide said. It includes cost estimates and job numbers. It is not clear whether the document is a draft or a final version. The National Governors Association circulated a similar list as a spreadsheet among state officials in December, requesting further suggestions. All but two projects on both lists are the same. Among the projects listed is a $10 billion proposal to replace the nation's radar-based air traffic control system with one based on satellites. The document says the project could create 2,300 direct jobs. The National Governors Association asked governors' offices last month to input for input on a list of infrastructure projects compiled by the Trump team. Other priorities, a national security or public safety emergency that they want to, a project that's going to address that. Shovel ready. These are some of the criteria. Shovel ready with at least 30% of initial design and engineering work complete. It has to be a direct job creator and is a project with the potential to increase a U.S. manufacturing. Now, I can hear now the criticisms. I know what they're going to say. The criticism is going to be, well, you know, this is a temporary job, so it's not going to create any long-lasting jobs. Okay. The fact is that all construction jobs are temporary. So you talk about construction jobs, and I've already heard this. Because the criticism of the, for instance, the pipeline. You know, Trump's talking about he's going to build the pipeline, it's going to be 2,300 jobs. And, of course, the first thing, the first criticism out of these people's mouths was, well, it's only going to create a temporary job. Well, isn't it? If you're out of work and you live in along the Keystone Pipeline or in the Dakota Pipeline or any number of these infrastructure projects, isn't it all temporary work? I mean, all the infrastructure projects of FDR, the building of the Hoover Dam, the highways, the bridges, and all the infrastructure? Because everybody points always to the patron saint of the left, which is FDR, right? I don't think that the criticism of FDR was ever, well, he's only creating temporary jobs. The very nature of construction projects and infrastructure projects is they are temporary. Sure, we built the Hoover Dam. It was an amazing project and feat, but it ended. Same could be said for any number of projects. The Panama Canal. The wall that they're building. Because you know that that is going to be the criticism. The criticism is going to be, well, what kinds of jobs are these? They're only temporary jobs. Again, if you are out of work, you want a temporary job. All construction jobs are temporary. They all begin, they all end, and then you move on to the next project. That's how it works. But I never remember, number one, the media criticizing Obama for these shovel-ready jobs. Remember the shovel-ready jobs? What were the shovel-ready? I'm still waiting for the shovel-ready jobs. Still waiting for that. Where are the shovel-ready jobs? Where are the Obama shovel-ready? Where were they? What did the stimulus do to the economy? You know, as much as they try to tout job creation, tell me. I mean, the last quarter we had 1.9% growth GDP, and I'm sure, trust me when I tell you this, I'm sure it'll be revised down, because that's always the way it is. It comes out, they'll come out with the figure, and then 6 months later, when you're not noticing, they'll say, "Oh yeah, it's been revised down." It's never revised up. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. When you feel down and out,
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business? Afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Hey!
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. You know, a lot's been said about fake news, right, by the left. And the best is how we have basically turned that around on these people. Case in point. NBC's Chuck Todd. This is the Washington Times is reporting this, that the media knew how hated Hillary was in the heartland, yet we underplayed it. We didn't tell the stories of all Americans, Meet the Press host admits. Huh. Really? And why do you think that is? Because they were pushing her. We know that already. That's fake news. We've got Jim on the line from Arizona. Jim, how are you? Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, how's it going?
How's it going?
Hey, I had a question on the border wall.
Okay.
I mean, wasn't this supposed to be done like 10 to 12 years ago?
Correct. I mean, this has been going back, forget 10 to 12 years ago. This is going back all the way to Reagan. And, of course, George H.W. Bush talked about the wall. Here's the thing about the wall is that I think there's 800 miles of the border wall already constructed. And then they have to basically finish the wall. There already is a wall. I know that you live in Arizona, right, Jim?
Yeah.
So, tell me about the wall in Arizona and where you're at, because I know that I've driven down across country on 10 across Arizona, and I know that there are parts there where you can see the wall plainly, and then there's other parts where there's nothing. I mean, how is it where you're at?
Yeah, pretty much the same way. You know, they did a little bit of, you know, did a little something, and then they just stopped. But the thing is, it's like, I swear I heard Louis Gohmert said that money was set aside.
It was. Correct.
So what
you're
is
absolutely
the deal
right.
with the taxes and all this stuff?
I mean, it's been set aside for literally, again, years. I mean, going all the way back to George H.W. Bush. I know that for a fact, yeah.
But the thing is, yeah, you could do that in just the government waste. But with Trump, he came in, he's an outsider, and he's got to fix these people's mess.
True.
You know? He didn't create that.
Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, he didn't create any of this. He didn't create any of this mess. I mean, but he it looks like he's going to fix it, certainly.
But if you're going to do a tax, why don't we do a tax on these politicians that allowed the law to be broken? You know, or, hey, they'll warm up to it if we call it a comprehensive wall. Right? They seem to like that word.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, like Juan McCain and, you know.
The comprehensive wall. I like that.
Yeah,
I'm going to use
that. Maybe they'll warm up to that. But, yeah, let's start, because they're the ones that messed it up. You know, and maybe we should, you know. They allowed the law to be broken. They didn't care if illegals were coming over, both sides. And it's like, you know what, maybe we ought to hit them in their pocket.
You know, Jim, what's amazing to me is how, and I said this throughout the campaign, and I'm sure you probably heard me say this a few times, is that we don't have to change any laws. We just have to enforce the existing laws on the books. And, you know, that's essentially what Donald Trump said. You know, he came out and said that yesterday. He's like, we don't have to pass any laws. We just have to enforce the laws that are on the books. And I've been saying that forever. I mean, it's like, you know, you don't have to have this whole comprehensive immigration reform is just a bunch of BS.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like every time you hear it, I mean, it's just, you know, you're getting fed a line of, you know, like you said.
Right. Right. Comprehensive immigration reform. Or when you hear about we need to invest in our cities. You know what that means, right?
Yeah.
Right. That means they're about to stake it to you.
But yeah, that's what we ought to start doing with them. You know, it's the comprehensive wall.
Yeah, no, no, I totally agree with you.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
The number here is 877-317-6432. 877-317-6432. If you want to give me a call, please give me a call. Anyway, NBC's Chuck Todd, I want to get back to this story, confessed that he and others in the mainstream media news downplayed just how despised Hillary Clinton was in the heartland due to the fear of appearing sexist. Yeah, talk about fake news. What's more, Chuck Todd admitted that the mainstream media failed to tell the stories of all Americans. Now, I want you to listen to how he justified this. And I quote, When I think political correctness got in the way of what we all knew was reporters, we all knew as reporters and didn't fully deliver was how hated the Clintons were in the heartland. Meet the Press host admitted Thursday to former Bush White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer in an interview for the 1947 podcast. And I think it was a fear of, oh, it's going to look like it's sexist. Anti-woman, if we say that. You mean if he actually said the truth? This is amazing. This is an amazing admission to me. He added, pointing out that on the hustlings, he saw numerous Hillary for prison signs adorning the front yards of rural America. He said, I think we underplayed it a little bit out of political correctness fears, Mr. Todd said. No member of the press corps wants to look like they're singling out a group and make a group feel bad, right? Whatever that group is. I've got another caller on the phone. I've got Debbie calling from Miami, Florida. Debbie, how are you? Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, great, Edward. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
This is actually, I'm kind of calling about something that you were talking about a couple segments ago. So,
that's okay.
Sorry for ping-ponging back.
No, that's okay.
So you were talking about the McDonald's gal and the technology and being replaced. And and just from personal experience, you know, we talk about manufacturing jobs and that kind of stuff, you know, going offshore. Well, I've recently lost my job.
Hey, Donnie, can you hold on? Because I got to go to a commercial break, but please hold on,
and we'll
pick this up when we come back. Just hold on there. We'll come right back to you. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with the solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I'm going to go right back to the phones. I've got Debbie on the line from Miami. Debbie, thanks for waiting. I appreciate that.
Yeah, sure. No problem. So I was just kind of circling back to a couple of topics you had just a little bit ago. And one of them was, I'm actually ping-ponging now, shovel-ready jobs. And on my former job, I had a lot of opportunity to go down to Puerto Rico. And I could tell you there were a lot of construction jobs going on in Puerto Rico. Every single little municipio, which is kind of like our counties, every time you'd enter into new one, it had a big welcome sign. And, you know, underneath it, it said something about DOT, you know, their Department of Transportation underneath it. And there aren't very many unpaved roads in all of Puerto Rico, so maybe some of our shovel-ready jobs actually went to Puerto Rico. That's just a guess.
Huh.
So and the other thing I was saying, you were talking about McDonald's and technology kind of replacing people for jobs. This is not really the same, but basically I went down to Mexico about 2 years ago to mentor some folks in Mexico in our production center down there, which is a technology company. And when I went down there, it was really quite pleasant to meet the people, and everybody was so, oh, wow, this person's coming in from America to help us and mentor us. And I kind of was thinking the same thing. And all of a sudden, the light bulb went off. Oh, no. You know, these guys are going to replace me. And last June, basically, about 30% of our staff in North America was let go. And they hired, you know, another 1,500 in Mexico, another 1,500 in India. And there you go. So it's not just the manufacturing jobs that are going.
No, it's every job. And look, I think this is a story that, you know, I think you can replicate the story, whether it's manufacturing, whether it's internet, whatever it may be, technology. It's happening all over the place. And that's what, you know, that's what Donald Trump was talking about. So that if a company, for instance, and I don't know the company that you worked for, let's say that company, you know, is threatened with a tariff. Let's say it's an American company. Now, I don't know if the company you worked for was an American company per se, but let's say it's an American company. You know, what Donald Trump is saying is, hey, there's going to be consequences if you move your company. We're going to, you know, we're going to make you pay some type of a tariff. If you want to build, let's say cars in Mexico, and then you want to sell those cars in the United States, you're going to have to pay for that. And it's very simple, and I think it makes sense, and I think it's something that everybody probably understood, and that's why they voted for Donald Trump, I think.
Exactly. Well, anyway, that was it. Just thanks for taking my call, and thought it kind of fit in a little bit, but when you're talking about the girl at McDonald's going, no way, it's not the machine's not going to replace her, I kind of just laughed to myself going, yeah, it really does happen.
And I'm going to tell you, Debbie, she was adamant with me. You know what I mean? Like, I walked into the McDonald's, and they had just renovated it, right? So I walked in. It was closed for a little while. I walked in, and I was like, oh, man, look at these machines. It's the first thing I noticed, because you walk in, and there's all these machines now, right, these kiosks where you order. And I said to the girl, I'm like, do you have any, like, she was clueless. She had no idea. She literally had no, she did not make the connection between the kiosk and the $15 an hour. And by the way, I asked her about the $15 an hour thing, and she's like, oh yeah. Like,
okay. Well, better put into savings account now. I'm sure she's doing that.
I don't think so. But thanks for your call, Debbie. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
You know, this is, it's going to, people don't realize the effect that globalization has had all over the world. And again, this is all a part of this, this, you know, globalization movement, these trade deals that Donald Trump talked about. You know, like, look, you look at NAFTA, for instance. NAFTA's been awesome for Mexico, not so much for the United States. You look at these other trade deals. You know, people talk about these trade deals and how it's not good, because that's always been the Republican orthodoxy has always been these trade deals. But people have started to cop a clue. And so now you have all these traditional allies, as it were, of the Democrat Party, like labor unions, for instance. You know, they're not stupid. These people aren't dumb. Like the caller had talked about, she went down to Mexico and she was, training her replacements, basically. And it's, you know, I hate to say this, is no different than the black chick at McDonald's. I mean, the caller, she realized what was going on. The black chick at McDonald's doesn't realize what's going on. Even when I pointed it out to her, she didn't get it. She's like, oh, no, you're wrong. Okay. I was like, all right, well, if that's what you think, then great. But this is why, you know, this is why he won. This is why he won, and that's why he's getting labor unions to come on board. I mean, what have you... this week has just been amazing when you think about it. I mean, Donald Trump has done more in 1 week, than Obama did in 8 years. I mean, I still struggle, by the way, to find what he did. Like, tell me what he did, honestly. What are Barack Obama's accomplishments? What? Obamacare? Oh, he killed Bin Laden? Yeah, sure. I believe that. And they buried him at sea to give him a proper Muslim burial. Yeah, I believe that. I never believed that story. That was just such a bogus story. But that's a whole other thing. I don't want to sound all crazy conspiracy theory on you, but I never believed it. I'm sorry. And I think as time goes on, most people aren't going to believe it. The Obama administration, what Donald Trump has done in the last week, if he continues on this pace, which I suspect that he will, I got a feeling that this is what we're going to see of the Trump administration. And I think within, unmade prediction, within the next 30 days, it'll be as if Barack Obama was never president. Really. Because everything he did was by executive orders. Everything he did, he had no support. You know, you always talk about bipartisan support. He had no support. Remember this. He had not one vote. There was not one Republican vote for Obamacare. Not one. And remember when he said, you can call it Obamacare. You can call it Obamacare. I don't mind that. Call it Obamacare. Okay. We will call it Obamacare. It's been an abject failure. And Donald Trump talked yesterday about how, well, maybe we should just let it, let's just let it implode. You know? And I think that's true. Why bail out the Democrats on this one? Okay? Because then Donald Trump will be blamed for getting rid of it. I think they should, honestly, I think that Donald Trump should just let it implode. And then it's all on the Democrats. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendeman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Relax your mind. Hey, while the MC ride, but if you talk, by the shake and bake. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk. I run down a run to the average of C. New Jack Sturmey. YP, she's a skeezer.
I like
the
left.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432. All right, so I got to play this for you. The soundbite. This is Omarosa today on The View. She had about three drop the mic moments. So I got to play this for you. It's a little long, but it's so worth it. Talks about voter fraud, the Woman's March, and much more. So I want you to listen to it because it is awesome how she just pushes back. All right, here goes.
Yeah, I was saying that although some of these policies, school choice, whatnot, have a positive outreach, I think there are some who feel that because of the statements he's made that are divisive and whatnot, that we're doomed. And they have this philosophy of we're doomed. How do you reach those people to say, hold on a second, listen to what we're actually trying to do and give us a chance?
Well, I think that once people see the results, I mean, he's about delivering and being productive. And we've already seen from this first week that he is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do. Mm-hmm. And we can trust that if Donald Trump says he's going to give jobs, he's going to bring back manufacturing, that he's about America first, then that's what he means. And we've seen that in 5 days. And people who even disagree with him have to agree that this first week has been probably one of the most productive weeks of any administration.
It has, but it seems that sometimes he gets a little off track as well, and he goes back to the crowd size at the inauguration and now the voter fraud investigation with 3 to 5 million people voting illegally. And now you have Jason Chaffetz, you know, from Utah, member of Congress, who says, I'm not going to start an investigation into this because I don't see any evidence of it.
By the way, that's Gretchen Carlson now. I guess she's trying to resurrect her career now on The View after she got that major settlement from Fox News. You know what? If I got to, like, I think she ended up getting, like, $10 million. I would be chilling, man. Anyway, listen.
Of it. Is this a distraction for President Trump?
Well, I think that there's a time of adjustment. You know, he's not a politician. He's never held office, and he's moving from private sector to governing, and it takes an adjustment time. I think in the first 5 days, he's done a spectacular job of dealing with the most important high-pressure job in the world. And so we have to give him time to make that shift. And I believe that you will see that this president is going to be incredible for this country. And I am excited about what's happening with this administration. I'm very honored to be a part of it.
What if they find out in the voter fraud investigation that Hillary won the election? Will we do it over again?
We'll find out that because she didn't win.
There's a possibility she won by 3 million more votes.
I think that anything is possible, but I think what's more important right now, I think about the families who lost loved ones in the tornadoes. I think about the families that the president talked about this week who became victims of violence because of illegal immigrants. I'd like to continue to talk about the election. It amuses me, but the truth is we have real issues. We have real issues, and there are real Americans who have problems that we have to address. So you all can sit at the table and continue to talk about those things in the media, but we have a job to address. We have a job to make sure that the American people have exactly what they need.
Let me jump in here real quick.
I love this because Joy Behar, her head is exploding. If you can watch, she's just exploding. She's like brain matter all over her face.
The day after the inauguration, millions of women marched around the world to protest President Trump. Many were offended by some of the things he said along the way, but how did you remedy this as a woman? Did any of this resonate with you?
Well, first, I'm an American. I'm a very proud American. So let's start with that. And I know people like to put labels. Omarosa's black. She's a woman. She's this. I'm an American first. And seeing those women march last week, it made me very proud. It's one of the most important fundamental rights that we have in this country.
Right.
The right to assemble, the freedom of speech, and the right to protest. I love seeing that.
Number
and
one.
There is a march going on. There's a march going on right now, the March for Life, that I hope that you all will give the same type of coverage that you
we did yesterday. We covered it yesterday.
But today, it's going on right now. Mm-hmm. And so that same freedom should be afforded to all Americans. And I'm so glad that the vice president is probably preparing to speak at the March for Life right now.
But why do you think it's so divisive? It's so divisive in our society right
it's
now.
Politics.
Yep. It's so divisive in our society. Shut the hell up, Miss Piggy Gretchen Carlson. I mean, really, shut up.
You know, politics is a tough game. This is my second time in the White House, so I'm not really new to the tension that comes with it. What's new to me is just this desire to paint Donald Trump with this negative brush without giving him a chance to do what he said he could do.
Can I just ask you this? We've been talking about how divisive this election is, and Gretchen's been talking about how divisive this election is. We often say that it comes from the top. He did lead this very divisive campaign. Will we hear him apologize?
But don't you think the media contributed to that?
Apologize. Will we hear him apologize? I don't recall Barack Obama apologizing or you people apologizing.
Of course not. The thing that he said. Stood by everything that he said. And now
the disabled reporter
didn't make fun of a disabled reporter, but you can continue to say that. If you say it enough, people may start to believe it. Let me just say this as I close this. Y'all can keep throwing things at me. I'm not going to really fall for that. What I will say is the American people can listen to me right now and right here. We are committed to making this country the best it's going to be. We're not going to look in the past. We're going to look forward and put this country first. And that's what's not been happening in the last 8 years. We're going to put America first. We're going to put people back to work. We're going to make sure people are safe. And that's what this president is about.
We want that same as you,
Omarosa. This is a table for you all to negotiate.
No, you don't.
For you all to negotiate things that you want to talk about from the past, but I now work for this country.
Yes.
And I take my job very seriously.
Can we see his tax returns, do you think?
The tax returns. No, you're never going to see the tax returns, Kate. Never.
Joy.
The audience wants to see the tax returns.
Joy, I see we only have 1 minute left. My handsome fiancé traveled all the way here from Jacksonville, Florida, and he is in the audience. Girl, I'm talking about my man. No, boo. I'm talking about my man. We're getting married. I'm so glad that he's here. He's a Democrat. I'm a Republican. We get along just fine.
He may want to see his tax returns.
And
see his tax returns. Raise your hand if yes, that's his yes.
I just want to know if you're going to take his last name.
Of course. He's my husband. He's going to be my husband in April.
Right.
And I'm so happy that he's here with me. And he brings me such joy. And I hope that you one day can find that kind of joy in your life.
Oh, please.
When they go low, we go high.
That's right. And I feel like I could get high right now. Now, thanks to Omarosa. And we'll be right back.
Oh. That was awesome. And expect more of the same. Expect more of the same. You're going to hear about this. Because here's the deal. It's a new day. It is a new day in America. Our eight-year nightmare is over. I got to tell you, I get up every morning and I pinch myself. I really do. And, like, I get home and I watch all the stuff that Donald Trump's done, and I go, oh, my God. This is better than any reality TV show that you could ever concoct. Donald Trump versus the media. Donald Trump versus the establishment. Donald Trump versus the haters. I got to tell you, I love it. I've never seen anything like, finally, we have a president that speaks to us. And the crap that we had to put up with for the last 8 years. Right? The bizarro world. Sanctuary cities. Calling illegal aliens undocumented migrants. It's over. And my show's over, too. All right, go check out the website, edwardwoodson.com, edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it. Good day, America. Come out.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.